United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
I can't stop in a political world. to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare's Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical professional, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks.
Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, global topics and news of the day. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. Today is the 10th of April, 2013, and I hope you're having a good day. The number is 347-945-5229, and today is Wednesday. And so, you know, today is hump day, and Sticks comes in and hangs out with us on Wednesday. And I'm glad to have you with us also. The number is 347-945-5229, and you're listening to us here on WSLM AM 600. Don't know where my opening went today, so you get stuck with me and you can't get to hear a pre-recorded male voice saying, hello, this is Tracy and Friends, and welcome. But I want to welcome you personally. I appreciate all of you, and I thank you. Sticks and I, we're going to talk with some ladies. We're going to talk about oil and gas today. I'm going to talk about LL Cool J a little bit today. I'm going to talk about the love languages today. We've got a guest coming in. They're going to talk about this gentleman who has written a book about the love language. He's a nationally renowned author, and he'll be here in Youngstown, Ohio. So we're going to talk about love and love languages before the day is out. So I hope you guys will tune in and hang out with us and stick and stay. Call your friends, call your neighbors, and tell them that Tracy is back on. Thank Jeff for sitting in with me on yesterday. Yesterday I went to Cleveland, and I went to a VIP opening, and of a VIP opening of the new Racino. And you'll hear me talk a little bit about that as we move forward, because here in the Mahoning Valley, we are looking to open up a Racino here. And as a Christian, I have my personal belief thoughts. As a civic-minded person, I have my own convictions. And as my realist mindset tells me, it's I can't stop it now. And so I'm going to talk about responsibility with gambling activity. Because if you're going to have it, you got to be responsible with it. If you're going to do it, you need to know that you're doing it. And I may or may not agree with it, but that's not the point. The point is we as the American people and the taxpayers, we have to understand that it is our problem, even if it's not ours. Because when I become reckless in my gambling, you will pay for it either one way or another. And whether you like that or not, it is what it is. Sticks is in the studio with me. Hi, Sticks. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tracy. It's just a wonderful day. It's warm. My bones are thawing out. Yesterday was just awesome.
Listen, I had to almost go out. I was going to try to go to a tanning bed pretty soon because I was losing my tan because the sun wouldn't come out. You understand.
I took the windows off the Jeep yesterday and took the back window out of it. It was just wonderful.
Just wonderful?
Yep.
So what's new? What's new? I haven't seen you for a day or so. I saw you on, I saw you on Monday. I was with you on Sunday. Monday. So what's new?
Not a whole lot. My daughter in Wyoming said she had 2 feet of snow in her driveway yesterday.
That is
so
weird, isn't it?
I said, keep it.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
That's weird. They tell me it's cold in Detroit.
Cold in Detroit. Does that mean it's going to get cold here in the next couple of days?
I hope not. Listen, I don't plan on putting another coat on until wintertime. I'm serious. I really need the sun, you know. What happened to Good Morning Sun, na 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 na. Who was that, the Beatles?
Yeah. That was the Beatles.
What song was that? Here comes the sun.
I don't know. That's before my time. The Beatles are before my time. Really, they are.
Six. I'm only a year older than you.
I mean,
they can't be before your time.
I'm sure our radio stations, when we were kids, the radio stations in the house were turned to different stations.
No, they weren't, because there was only one station. What do you want?
The radio station.
That's what I'm talking about. There was WHOT. It was a country station. You always have country. And you had Classic 99.
See, I grew up in Carrollton. We had WHLO and WHBC. WHBC was for the old people, and WHLO was for
And the top 40 was all the same. We had all the same stations. WHOT is still the hottest station in America because it's still here.
WHLO is still there, but they're still doing, now they're doing talk radio.
What happened?
Every AM station we listen to, these kids doing talk radio. WWVA.
Hey.
Which is like the next thing to WSOM, not WSOM, but the Grand Ole Opry station.
I don't know.
You had the Grand Ole Opry station in Nashville, and then you had WWVA, which was the one in Wheeling for the...
I don't know. And don't be confusing people, because right now we might be in book. I don't know if we're in book or not. It's okay. WSOM. If anybody asks you who you listen to WSOM. Even... No matter what. You watch what television station do you watch? You watch WSOM. Absolutely. That's
right.
But no, seriously, WHOT was our station, and you had you didn't listen to what you wanted to listen to. You listened to what your parents listened to.
Right.
You had choice. There was one radio.
Well, until I was probably 10 or 11 years old, I didn't know there was another radio station besides WHBC in Canton, because that's what my grandparents and my parents listened to.
And then you had transistor.
How old were you when you got your first transistor radio? Remember, everybody had a little transistor radio with a little earpiece thing.
I was a young girl, but everybody had transistor radio.
Fifth or sixth grade, probably. I got one for Christmas.
Oh, my. Hey, listen, I need to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. I screwed up somewhere along the line. I'll see you on the other side of my break.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels, and you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spinning in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin in Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman, and he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details. One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. My computer has frozen. It is like it's been in the freezer, and it won't act right. I don't know what in the world is going on here. What did you do, Sticks? I blame on you.
I was late. I didn't touch nothing.
Yeah, you did.
Nuh-uh.
But Jeff was here yesterday.
Blame it on Jeff.
Blame it on Jeff.
It's never your fault.
That makes sense to me. That does. That does. Tiger Woods is in the news.
I heard he was cheating on his new girlfriend with the ex-wife or something. I saw a headline.
No, Sticks. No, Happy life, happy golf.
Okay.
He's pinned to win the Masters this weekend, so the question is, will he do it? That's the question.
What do you think of the ad, winning makes everything okay?
I think it's a false sense of value. You know, losing is an art that you have to learn how to do gracefully, and it's not a bad thing.
That's true.
And we need to teach people how to win and how to
lose. Do you think the gist of the ad was if you're winning, it doesn't matter what you do in your personal life, it's all forgivable? Or do you think it was honestly about?
In today's society, I quit reading into anything because everything has a read to it, and you will go drive yourself bonkers if you do that. And I'm almost there.
I went to an Agenda 21 film last night.
Why are you guys doing that? That's too much information.
Well, yeah, it's bad because it's tied into Common Core, and I mean we don't even need to go there today.
No, seriously, I've learned a lot. I've talked about a lot. We discuss a lot of things, but you know we're into information overload, and this overload is really so bad.
Did Solomon say, was it wisdom is madness or knowledge is madness?
I haven't looked that one up.
Ecclesiastes.
I know Ecclesiastes, or either that or Proverbs, but information is not bad. Never, the lack of information is bad.
Yeah.
The problem is you have to know how to diffuse the information so that you do not carry it as a weight.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's so much stuff going on, and since I started hanging out with you and started really studying, I mean, it's...
What do you mean, sister, you started hanging out with me?
You thought I was... My family thought I was bad before, and then I started hanging out with you. Actually, I had to start doing more research for this stuff.
Oh, no. Had nothing to do with me.
Yes, it did.
Did not.
Yes, it did. I want to do a good job for you.
That has nothing to do with me.
Oh.
I don't ask you guys to do a good job. I just ask you guys to show up. Who cares if you do a good job? Just show up. That's all I need.
Show up and run your mouth.
Yeah. Show up and let me talk. And just say, yes, you're right. That's all I need.
I've been doing that for 29 years.
Yeah, but Paula?
Telling a woman she's right all the time, no matter what she says.
Absolutely. Yeah, hey, Sticks, did you come out in 82 or 83?
I graduated in 82.
Oh, so you're only 29 years, huh?
Yeah.
So what about the people that have been out like 30-plus years of school?
I don't know, man.
That's weird, ain't it?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just me? Because it's a weird feeling realizing that you've been out of school
well,
for...
yeah,
a period of time.
I makes me crazy to look at the pictures from the 80s. I mean, did we actually dress like that?
Yes, we did.
No.
Oh, it's bad.
No,
it's bad.
No.
I saw your pictures. I saw your wedding pictures.
Yeah, but that was cleaned up then. I mean,
that
was after I joined the Navy.
Doesn't matter.
My hair was short.
Doesn't matter. I saw your wedding pictures.
Yeah, I had hair then. You even mentioned it. Hey, you had hair.
You know what's funny? I was downtown Youngstown today, and people listen to this crazy show, and they want to know what the sticks look like. I'm like, it looks like sticks. It's really amazing, isn't it?
Fireplug with blonde hair.
You don't. You know what? Oh, my computer's coming up. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing.
What? It's coming up?
Yeah.
Or that I'm not prepared?
No, it's refreshing on my computer now, I think.
So it's not just me?
No. It's...
What did we do before? I mean, how did they do radio without computers before? What happened?
I don't know. I don't know how they did all the research.
That
I mean,
is amazing.
Can you
amazing?
Can you imagine? I mean, Rush started in what year?
Mm.
Local. He started local in like 81 or 82.
I used to listen to him back in the 80s, 90s and 90s,
yep,
in Los Angeles, and he was as wacky then.
But,
he was as wacky then as he is today. I think he was better then than he is today. But now I'm up against him, so that's why,
yeah,
I'm better.
That's right.
Do I have a big hit yet?
Mr. Rush.
Yeah, Mr. Rush.
Skip the Rush.
Skip the Rush?
Skip the Rush.
Skip the Rush. That is Jeff. Just
yeah.
Skip the Rush.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, local call, your mic is on.
Yes, Tracy.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. Do I get a job?
Sure. You already have a job. You get paid like everybody else. Didn't you get a check in the mail?
Not yet.
You got a card, right? It said thank you?
Yes.
That was your check.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. But you already have a job. You didn't know?
No.
Oh, you don't know. You work for me. You don't know that.
Not yet, but I'm learning.
You work for me, and you're a great researcher. You make sure I am on top of the information, what's going on in the day. That's all I need.
All right.
So
have a good one.
You too. How you doing today?
Fine.
Good. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Listen, I've got to take a break because I got to take a break again. I've got to go back. I've got Rhonda Reeder.
Rhonda Reeder.
Is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about oil and gas industry.
Right.
You need to know that she comes from a point of education, so she's with a nonprofit, and they're going to educate us on, take you to their website. Drilling is not new in the state of Ohio, especially in the Mahoning Valley. It's not new.
You ever heard of John D. Rockefeller?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, he was the first oil and gas man in the,
yeah,
United States. You know where his base of operations was?
No.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The oil and gas industry was born in western Pennsylvania and northeast Ohio. For the whole country. We had oil and gas wells here before they did in Texas.
So... why does everyone think this is a new thing? Because a lot of people think this is new and they don't know and it's experimental, but they don't realize that they've been doing this a long time. We've got lots of people not paying gas bills.
It's because those pump jacks out in every farmer's field are just part of the scenery anymore because they've been there for 100 years.
Okay.
I mean, I can take you down in Butler Township, Knox Township, Columbiana County, and I can show you what you think are yard ornaments. They look like little pump jacks.
Right.
They're little bitty oil wells. They're only about 300 feet deep.
Are you serious?
Yeah. In fact, we looked at a farm one time, my wife and I, and there was one of those little old pump jacks in the front yard, and they were still pulling natural gas off of it for the house. And it had been there 100 and something years.
Okay.
In fact, did you go to the Columbia or the Mahoning County Fair, the Canfield Fair this year?
Canfield Fair, yes.
Did you go, like I told you, over to the antique engine display and look at the oil well?
Probably not.
Every year, them guys set up a simulated oil well from the late 1800s, just like you'd see all over the area here.
Okay.
And they put a steam engine in the middle of a field, and they had these little bitty pumps, and they ran cables to them across the ground, and they would run three or four of these pumps with one engine, and pump oil out of the ground. Those wells were only 250, 300 feet deep.
So what is the big deal? Why won't they tell people that? People don't know that.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it makes political hay.
What? No, that's not hay. What makes political what?
It's all politics. You know, I honestly believe when you told, if the governor was of a different party, the people around here that are complaining about it wouldn't be complaining about it.
You really think that?
I think so.
So this is just but
my people perish for lack of knowledge. The people that know about this stuff know that it's been being done for years, and it's nothing new. And the people that don't know anything about it, mainly your town people,
are just left out in the cold.
Yeah, they don't know, and so they know whatever they're told, and they don't even talk to anybody in the industry. I'm happy to show anybody that wants to look at it, the oil well is literally in the backyard of my house.
Wow.
I mean, you've seen it.
Yeah, I did.
It's in the backyard, isn't it, Tracy?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
It's an oil well.
That's oil. That's
you
oil
get
oil.
Well? You get oil and gas out of the same hole.
What do you mean you get oil and gas out of the same hole?
You get oil. Oil and natural gas come out of the same hole. There is no oil without natural gas.
Now, sometimes
there is natural gas without oil.
Is that wet gas?
No, it's oil.
What's the difference between wet gas and oil?
Different tanes, butane, cetane,
yeah,
are suspended within the gas and it has to be processed.
Why don't you do me a favor? Bring that butane back to English.
There's a whole bunch of different compounds in natural gas.
Okay.
And that's what that plant that they're building down in Hanoverton is for.
Okay.
It's to separate the different parts out of it so that they can use it. Because one of the things that they're getting out of the ground in Columbiana County, and I can't remember the name of it, but one of the compounds that's in that wet gas is the compound that they make plastic out of. It's the most expensive oil derivative on the planet. And we've got oodles of it.
Oodles. Local call, your mic is on. Hello?
This is Rhonda Rita with the Ohio Oil and Gas Energy Education Program.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can I get you to call in on a different number? Hold on. Let me take my break. Hold on. I'll be right with you because my computer has messed up, and I need to call you on a different line so people can actually hear you.
Okay,
because you're live on the air now, but this is not the best line for you to call in on. So I'll be right with you. Hold on. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the SOM AM 600. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Rhonda Reeder, and I'm quite sure you are going to enjoy having this conversation. She is from Ohio Oil and Gas Energy Education Program, and there's a lot of things out there when it comes to oil and gas in the state of Ohio that you need to know about that you may be getting misinformed from different areas and different sources. So I'll be right back. And again, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Think family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type.
This is Rhonda Rita with the Ohio Oil and Gas Energy Education Program.